what one thing that I've been doing in my tour repeatedly, when I talk about the first chapter of my book, which is Stand Up Straight with Your Shoulders Back, it's a discussion of hierarchies and their eternal nature, right? Because my claim is, and it's not my claim, I think it's mere fact, that organisms that have to cooperate and compete with other organisms of their type inevitably arrange themselves into hierarchies, and that's been going on for so long, which is at least 300 million years, that our nervous systems have adapted to hierarchies as if they're a permanent element of being, right? More permanent than trees, like seriously permanent. The most fundamental neurochemical, the one that regulates the entire brain, serotonin, is acutely sensitive to hierarchical distinctions. And so that's part of the proposition. So the reason I laid that proposition forward was to say, whatever pitfalls hierarchies might produce, you cannot lay them at the feet of the West, patriarchy, or capitalism. It's like, that's a non-starter. You're wrong. And not just a little bit wrong. You're so seriously wrong that if you insist upon doing that, you won't even achieve your own aims. Because you're actually not grappling with the problem. The problem is, if hierarchies are a problem, which they are, the problem is way more serious than mere capitalism. It's way deeper. And if you're actually interested in rectifying the negative consequences of hierarchies, then you're going to have to get a lot more sophisticated than your idiot Marxism. So part of the elaboration of that argument is, well, hierarchies are inevitable because we have to solve complex problems and we have to solve them socially. And when you implement a solution to a complex problem socially, you produce a hierarchy because some people are better at the implementation than others. So there's a hierarchy of competence, and then there's a hierarchy of distribution of the spoils. And in both of those hierarchies, you get a disproportionate clumping of resources at the top and dispossession at the bottom. It's in the nature of hierarchies. So what's the left for? The left is to remind those who are benefiting from the hierarchies that the hierarchy comes at a cost. And the cost is the clumping of people at the bottom. And that's an eternal cost, and it's not trivial. And so that's what the left should be properly focused on. The left should be providing the voice of those who are dispossessed by hierarchies. And the right should be saying, yeah, but the damn hierarchies are necessary. And they're not only necessary, but they're also productive. Then the left says, yes, but they tilt towards tyranny, and they can be occupied inappropriately by people who are playing games of power. Fair enough, the right has to take that into account. The hierarchy can rigidify and is likely to do that, and it can be taken over by people who are corrupt, and that's likely to happen. And so, but it's okay because the dialogue can work out. The right can say, well, yeah, we need the damn hierarchies and they need to be buttressed, and the left can say, yes, but they have to be maintained properly so they don't deteriorate and degenerate. And I think that's ancient wisdom. I think the ancient Egyptians had figured that out in their symbolic representations. So now, when the left goes too far, it does something like say, well, how about no hierarchies? It's like, no, how about not? Wrong. Because all that happens if you flatten out the hierarchy is that you can't even organize your perceptions. You can't perceive the world without looking at the world through a hierarchy of value. And because you can't perceive the world unless you make one thing more important than all the other things, because you don't even know what to look at. And if one thing isn't more important than all the other things, then you have nothing to aim at. If you have nothing to aim at, then you have no meaning in your life. So the left can't just demolish the hierarchies in the name of some equality of outcome, let's say, because you blow out the future, you leave people aimless, and you destroy the very institutions that allow people to make competent progress in the world. That's not an acceptable outcome. So we have to agree to live with the tension. Necessity for hierarchies, the proclivity for them to pathologize, and the necessary voice of the left in speaking for the dispossessed.